I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This had to be a pretty big whirlwind of a last week for you to get the call up. There were people saying, hey, he's ready to go. Look at the spring training he had. And now you're up here. What does this mean to you? And is this a little ahead of schedule for you?
No, it means a lot. Just really thankful to be up here, you know, with these guys enjoying the season so far. You know, they've been great to me so far. And it's been, I don't know, it's just kind of like breathtaking to kind of experience this and knowing that you were able to accomplish a dream. You know, after the first few days, you're like all nervous and you just feel, but you know, every day I feel more and more comfortable and, you know, feel more at home. So hopefully it'll keep getting better.
Now you were in another really good organization. This organization gets you. What were you hearing about the Indians? What were kind of the trade secrets rolling around when you talked to people around Major League Baseball about it?
Oh, it was, I didn't know much about many other organizations. I just kind of tried to focus on, you know, where I was. But, you know, I just kind of tried to go about my business the same way that I do every day. I knew anything could happen at any moment, especially with the Cardinals. You know, they're always contending. They're always making moves. So I'm like, okay, well, I know, you know, one day I could be here or the other. But I tried not to think about it. I just tried to, you know, play every day to the best of my ability. And once it happened, you know, I was happy. You know, it's a new opportunity, a great start, and something that I was really thankful for.
I know firsthand there were some people really excited within the organization here that you decided to make an attempt to come up here in the winter. Not a lot of guys do that with every team around the bigs, and to them that showed a lot. That showed a lot of heart, and they were excited to have you. How important do you think that was to get some of that training in?
No, it was awesome. Not only for the training, but just getting to know everyone. You know, I came up here and got to work with, you know, some other players and got to work with some of the coaching staff and some of the coordinators. And I think that honestly helped me out a lot. And knowing just what they wanted from me also was huge, because you want to be able to understand that and make those adjustments that, you know, will make you a better player.
Oscar Mercado joining us here at Progressive Field. So the spring you had out in Arizona, was that a surprise at all for you? Because that seemed to be a little bit of a shock to some people who are following from the outside, and to see you have that kind of success, that surprised you at all?
No, you know what you're capable of as a person. Obviously, you never know with such a small sample size. You never know what could happen in this game. But I was just glad I was able to make the most out of my opportunity. And that was my biggest thing, just go in there and, you know, show them the type of player that I was, whether results showed or not. I was going to go out there and just give them my all and hopefully show them that I could help this team win.
Now, there were some fans who were like, get him up immediately. It seems like he's ready to go. Tito has kind of been adamant that he kind of felt bad because he didn't think he could get you enough at-bats, enough appearances. Did he help explain maybe why the decision took a little longer than maybe you might have been hoping for?
A little bit, but, you know, everything that they do, it's for, you know, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time. And I wasn't going to question their decision. You know, I was going to accept it, and I was going to go down there and just continue to keep working and try to become a better player every day and learn from my coaching staff down there and the guys that surround me or that were around me over in Columbus. So that was my biggest thing. I was just going to take it with an open mind, go down there and just keep being the player that I know I can be.
Now, it seems like you've been fairly comfortable even at the plate. You know, playing the outfield, obviously, new ballpark, new dimensions, there can be some issues there, but have you felt comfortable up here, and what's been the biggest jump do you think you've had to make?
No, I feel really comfortable. The biggest jump, I would say, would kind of just be the how detail-oriented everything is. You know, mistakes are kind of magnified when you're up here. So just kind of not being afraid to make mistakes, because usually when you're afraid to make them, that's when you'll make mistakes. So I'm just trying to keep playing the same way that I always do, just be a little smarter and a little more detail-oriented.
Who have you been leaning on with the guys here in the clubhouse to try to help you and make that transition the easiest as possible?
Honestly, everyone. I try to ask as many questions as I can, you know, whether it's to a pitcher with the way they approach a hitter, or whether it's to, you know, another hitter, just kind of understanding their approach. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. You know, a lot of these guys have been doing it for a long time, and they've been doing it at a really high level, at the highest level. So to me, it's anything I can learn from them is beneficial.
Where do you feel you're most comfortable on the field right now, playing defense?
Well, most of my innings I've come in center field, you know, through my minor league career, but I'm comfortable in all three, and, you know, wherever they put me, I'm just going to go out there and do my job.
Oscar Mercado with us. A few more big picture with this team. There's got to be a lot going on for you because this team is trying to contend. They're trying to get back to the World Series, trying to make the playoffs, trying to win the division. You have to worry about, you know, making that transition the best way possible. Are you thinking about some of the team goals? Can you even allow yourself to have to worry about that right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, my biggest goal is just to help the team win. So no matter how I do or what happens out on the field, as long as we win, then that's the biggest goal. And just like I was saying it earlier, you know, if a team wins, all the problems get erased. So I think that's just the biggest thing, is just doing my best to kind of stick, and also doing my best to help the team win.
Obviously, there's some injuries going on right now with the pitching rotation, but do you think this team isn't even close to hitting its stride yet so far this year?
No, 100%. I mean, with all the injuries they've had, you know, they started off with, you know, Lindor. Lindor obviously was out for a little bit with that injury, but now that they start getting all their guys back, I think, and even then, like, they found a way to put a lot of wins together. So I think that shows a lot about the type of team that we have here and the type of team that we can be.
Is this always a goal from a real young age? I know you're born in Colombia. There's been some baseball players that have come out of there. You moved to Florida. Has this always been what you've been dreaming of your entire life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a little kid, you start playing the game and you know this is the ultimate goal. And so I think now that you're here, you got to understand that there's other goals now. And those goals now become your new main focus.
And Cleveland, just in general, I know you haven't spent a ton of time here. You've been, you know, around the state, you've been in other places, but what has Cleveland been like to you, and how have the fans been?
The fans have been awesome. You know, it's been welcoming. I haven't had any problems. I haven't really exactly been able to hit the city. I don't really have a car, and then my family was in town, so we just hit up a couple of restaurants. But, you know, the city's been great. Until a few days ago, the weather was pretty good too. So, but and the fans also have been amazing. So, yeah, I got no complaints.
I promise it'll get nicer over the summer. Make you feel a little bit more close to home.
I hope so.
Thanks a lot. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.